Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
We are the Maria and Chad Show. I know this is a game changer for me. I found ways to talk to your kids. We're talking about kids at lunch, but when you pick them up after school, what do you talk with them about? How do you get them to open up, maybe tell you about their day? I'll tell you one of them right now, and there's a bunch of really good tips we'll get into in just a few minutes. What made you smile today?
Oh, I love it.
You know, and it's not really asking a direct question, but it may spark a memory from something that happened. Things to ask your kids about how was school when they don't really want to talk to you, which is my problem with my daughter.
Well, the first thing I was told when I was a new mom was, don't ask yes and no questions. I think that's the beginning, because then the kids can say, you know, how was your day? Fine. Good.
And before we get into this, I should say that I think I get where my daughter's coming from and where kids are coming from. I think they're just spent from the day.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like school is more and more complicated every year. They've got to learn more. They've got to be smarter. They've got to be involved in a million different activities. So these are some things to get them talking after school. Number one, what made you smile today? You mentioned that you could use that with your college daughter.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Because she's tired of me saying, how was school? You're doing well in school.
Who did you sit with at lunch? That might lead to extra questions if they say somebody that you're familiar with. Number three, if you could change one thing about today, what would it be? And don't expect an answer immediately on that one, because I thought about it. Like, if I was asked that question, like, I don't know, I'd be kind of overwhelming. So that might not be a very good first question. But again, if you could change one thing about today, what would that be? Number four, what was the hardest rule to follow today? Maybe for your problem child. You know, well, how'd you screw up today, kid? And finally, tell me something you know today that you didn't know yesterday.
I like that one. I've used that one before. What did you learn new today?
Let's see. What did I learn? What did I learn yesterday? I don't know. Yeah, it's not as easy. Put yourself in the shoes of your kid. But those are some. And if you didn't get all those, you can text us and we'll send it to you. Our text number is 22108. We can give you that. Text it out to you so you've got it on your phone when you pick up your kids today. But I thought that those are just a few examples, good ones, by the way. But if you wanted to add to that, if you have any ideas of how to get your kids talking, we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Our number is 602-260-1079. Hey, Jose, how do you get your kids talking?
When we're having dinner at home, we'll sit down and go around about their highs and their lows. They get into it.
They get into it? They look forward to hearing everybody's high and lows?
Oh, yeah.
And do you participate, too?
Oh, absolutely. Me and my fiance do the same thing. We give our highs for the day and we give our lows for the day.
We do that after vacations. And I love that you do it every day. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Jose,
now they get talking. My kids are preteens.
Okay.
And they get into it, man.
What was the high of your day yesterday, Jose, if you don't mind us asking?
It's funny that.
Why?
So our fridge went out.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go and buy one. So I said, well, you know, that ticket. It got to me. I'm like, well, my high was that. We got a new fridge, you know.
Hey, that's a big thing. You need that fridge.
Yeah, we do. And then you go like, all right, Dad, what's your low? I'm like, that I have to be.
Hey, thank you, Jose, so much for calling. You have a great day.
Let's head down to Casa Grande and say hi to Lynn. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Hey, are you a Casa Grande or a Casa Grande? People say it differently.
Casa Grande.
Okay, Casa Grande. Lynn and Casa Grande, what do you do to get your kids talking?
Well, usually when I ask my son, who do you sit with at lunch, he replies, I sap on myself. But he's like a teenager in high school and doesn't like to open up and talk, so I'm having a hard time with him. My daughter, she'll tell you everything that happened during the day, but she's only in third grade.
I think also that's the difference between boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
Because my son, when he was with us, he wouldn't say two words to you. And my daughter, when she was younger, just wouldn't shut up.
Exactly. That's how it is.
I don't know if you want to try this, Lynn, but when our daughter started a new school a few years ago, we were worried that she didn't have friends and stuff. And I actually showed up one day to kind of spy on her. I wanted to see, you know, and she's got a lot of friends now, but it's tough when you're young and kids can be cruel. It's hopefully he finds some people to be around soon.
Yeah. But when at his high school, they don't like let you in. They're pretty much on lockdown during the day. They can't do anything. They won't let anybody in.
Yeah, even if you sign in at the front desk, they don't let you in?
Nope. Elementary school is a little bit easier, but high school is different because you never know where he's going to be at also.
That's true. Hey, Lynn, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. you.
And good luck with your boy, hon.
Thank you.
Lots of good suggestions coming in. We'll get to more of your calls in a minute. If you want to call us and tell us how you get your kids talking, in Phoenix, this is Julia. Thanks for holding, Julia. How do you get your kids talking?
You know, a good friend once told me, because I had a lot of teenage boys in the house, you only get 3 good questions a day, so use them wisely. So I kind of switched that up, and I truly took this to heart, because as you just spoke about, boys are boys, right? They don't share a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went ahead, and I said, okay, well, tell me 3 things that happened your day. They can be good, they can be bad, but there's 3 things. And it was actually kind of amazing. Like, my kids would banter back and forth, and I want to share mine, but it was anything from, well, the kid sitting next to me in my class said such and such about a girl, or I did this during my lunch hour, but it kind of got the conversation opening to ask more questions and to have them expound on the things that mattered in their day. Not necessarily like high or low, but just things that happened in their day that would lead to the high and low. So it turned out pretty great.
That's a good idea. Good job, Mom.
Thanks.
I do have one extra question for you, Julia. When you first started it, was it like the waiting game? Like, they're trying to think of 3 things? Was that like an hour-long session?
It totally, actually, yes. Usually it's on the way home in the car or right when they get home, and that's exactly what happened. But in turn, it turned out okay because they had to, like, sit and think about it.
Yeah.
Which helped them, like, oh, well, I guess this happened, because if they're like, nothing happened, I'm like, oh, something happened. Your friend did something crazy, or you said something maybe that you sent to the teacher or something, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, well, maybe I did this.
And I know for me, if I was that little kid, like, the next day I'd be thinking of answers even before you asked the question, right?
Right.
Making up what happened? Oh, don't let my kids hear that.
Hey, Julia, have a great morning. Thanks for calling us. Let's go to Anthem. Is this Darian? Hey, Darian, what's the secret to get your kids talking?
So I like to, as soon as I get my kids from school, I like to tell them all about my day, what I did. I went grocery shopping today, or if I cleaned the house or whatever, but I make them really excited about the things that I did. And then I ask them what they did. And usually they're totally open to telling me all about their day. Well, we played outside, or we made new artwork, and they want to show me the things, and they're way more responsive.
So you start out, it's kind of like, I'll show you mine, you show me yours. You know, I'll tell you all about my day, and then I want to hear everything about your day.
Yep. I miss you so much. My kids are kindergartners, so I guess at the first week of school, they wanted to come home and tell me, like, we did this and we did that. And then the second week, my son was like, Mom, we learned the same thing this week that we learned last week.
Darian, you sound like a great mom. We appreciate you giving us a call and being part of Camel Nation.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let's go to Queen Creek. Is your name Cheryl?
Yeah.
What do you want to say, Cheryl?
Hey, good morning. I am a foster mother. I have a 4th grader, a 2nd grader, and a pre-K.
Okay.
In order to get them to open up about their day, the first thing I do is have a snack and a bottle of water waiting for that. So they jump in the car, I give them something to eat, I give them some water, and I leave them alone for a minute and let them eat their snack.
Let them decompress for a moment. I got it.
Yeah. And if you meet those basic needs first of food and water, your kids are so much more likely to open up about how they're doing and how their day was.
That's why I'm glad we're talking about this. Something that simple, I would never think to do that because we're not that far from home, you know, when I pick my daughter up. But yeah, maybe that might open a door to being more willing to talk.
Yeah, if you think about it, your kids are eating lunch so early in the day. They're eating lunch really around 11 or so. And maybe when you're at work, you're finally grabbing lunch around 2 o'clock. So you may not be hungry, but your kids are starving.
Kids are hangry.
Yeah, they are hangry.
Good point. Now, what kind of snacks do you feed your kids?
I have granola bars, cheese and crackers, nothing fancy, just whatever I can grab from Costco and out of my cupboard.
And when you're hangry, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it fits in your mouth, right?